that had double written all over it, didn't it? So Hadley slid to that ball and cut it off before it got by him.
You know, I admire Tim Beyer for keeping Josh Beyer in this number eight slot. Has he had hits in that position? But, you know, when you get somebody down there, Don, like that,
there you go.
You can score runs. And they've done that with the bottom part of the order as Josh Beyer steals second now on El Rosa. Top of the ninth inning, 6-3 our score. Brady Weller on the mound, 1-0 the count to Austin Campson. Little change of pace there, and the pitch is inside a ball, and 2-0.
Yeah, big insurance run for Regal if they could get Josh Beyer in here.
Here's a shot to short. Mittendorf down on a knee to field it over to first. 6-3 in the putout, and that'll do it for Regal here in the ninth. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. We played 8.5, 6-5. Regal leading El Rosa. The bottom of the ninth is coming up in a minute on KASM. Ethan Vogt at the plate facing Austin Campson. Here in the bottom of the ninth inning, the count 1-1 to Ethan. Sartell Muskies beat Foley today 12-0. 12-0, they take that championship in Region 1C. That looks like then that Foley will play Farming. Foley, the number 2 seed, gets Farming, the number 4 seed.
Wow.
Next weekend, as Ethan fouls it back and out of play, and the count 2-2 to the Saints leadoff hitter here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Also, looks like Watkins is up on Raymond, 6-1 in their seeding game. Raymond had beat Watkins earlier today, 6-4, to force that deciding game. The Cold Spring Rockies in already. They're the number 3 seed out of that region. 2 balls, 2 strikes to Ethan Vogt. Ethan, a shot into left field base hit. And that'll bring James Keepler to the plate. And it brings Tim Beyer out of the dugout. And we're going to get a pitching change here for Regal in the bottom of the ninth inning. Wozmik coming in from center field. Interesting move here because they're going to bring Wozmik. Nope, they're going to take him out. Take him out. They're going to put Austin Campson back in center field. And they're going to bring in their draftee, Don.
We'll bring in Jonah Johnson, the Norway Lake Sunbird draftee.
So Jonah Johnson will get the task of shutting down El Rosa here in the ninth inning. Wow, that is a pressure situation. And I have to go back to the, let's see, when it was 2-4, probably 3-3, Don Heinen said, this one's got the makings of maybe extra innings today.
Oh, boy. So does Jonah go into Wozmak's position?
It appears that way.
He will not be able to hit in that spot.
No, he will not. As Regal is using the DH already. So the DH, Chris Beyer, will be DHing now, I believe. He was DHing for Dangerud, so kind of curious how this is all going to work out yet.
Sure. This Jonah's got to go into Jordan's position, doesn't he? Does Jordan come out of the game?
They might have just forfeited the DH here. Well, I would think you can't.
No. Jordan's almost done it. I'm not sure.
Well, El Rosa's not arguing the point. But Jonah Johnson in right now for Wozmik. Derek Dinnerud come out. He's still catching.
I would say...
And Fire was DHing for Dinnerud.
Nobody knew him in, except for a pitcher.
Here's the pitch to Kiefler, and that's going to hit him.
No,
it just went behind him, and Ethan Vogt goes to second. So a wild pitch by Johnson allows Ethan Vogt to take second base. And now, if you're the El Rosa Saints, do you just push him to third?
Put him to third, suicide him in the tie to game up.
James Kiefler at the plate. He knows how to bunt. He's done it today already. Shows bunt again. Oh, and that bunt goes off of his bat, foul. And I think James maybe got that on his hand or something too, Don.
Yeah, he's a little disappointed in a way.
He looks to be grimacing in a little pain there too. One ball, one strike to Kiefler. Ethan Vogt at second. He represents the tying run here in the bottom of the ninth inning, a 6-5 Regal lead. Meyer in on the grass. Fire in on the grass. Kiefler puts the bunt out. Jonah Johnson fields. Doesn't look to third. Goes to first. Ball. Tag. Out at first is Kiefler on a great play by Nathan Fire. Throw was a little bit wild, and Fire has to hustle back to first and make that play. But they definitely had a big-time play in Ethan Vogt at third.
I thought so, too. Fire's charging that bunt again at first base, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. So now, with the base runner Ethan Vogt at third and just one out, Regal has seen how good El Rosa has bunted here today. And everybody in the crowd, it's like there's just about silence here.
They're going to put runner in here.
Austin Imdick is going to go in and run for Ethan Vogt. No,
he's
just going to talk to him.
He's coaching.
Just talk to him. Austin was in the dugout getting, I think, further instruction from others. Matt Mittendorf, the player manager at home plate right now. And let's see what happens here. Jonah Johnson on the mound.
This is a good bunter that's in the batter's box. Right?
That's right. He's had a few of them today. It's to Mittendorf. Low and away, ball one from Jonah Johnson.
Jonah's kind of all over the place here, isn't he?
Really has not thrown a lot of
to him behind Kiefler on a sacrifice bunt situation.
Ethan Vogt at third. Mittendorf at the plate. Infield in on the grass. The pitch is high and 2-0. I think Mitting maybe is smart enough here to know, hey, I'm going to make him throw a strike.
Heck yes. Get him on first base. You can make things happen, can't you?
Yep. 2-0 to count. Here comes the net.
Hits him.
It hit him. Mittendorf hit by the pitches. Vogt faked down that third base line, and I think it might have distracted Johnson a little bit. Hit Matt Mittendorf, and now that's the winning run out at first base, and Tim Beyer out to make another pitching change here in Painesville. So this ninth inning is
not over.
Not over by any means. Chris Beyer is going to come into the game now.
Nathan's going to come on the mound, Nathan Meyer.
Jonah Johnson goes out. We're going to need a minute timeout to figure this all out. We'll be back in a minute to Painesville here. 6-5, Regal leading El Rosa yet with one out. Back in a minute. Thank you, Cassandra, back at Painesville Baseball Park. With all the moves being made already today, that scorebook looks like a nightmare just about, but defensively for the Regal Eagles, let's set it up now. They've got a new catcher, a new pitcher, a new third baseman, and a new second baseman. At least guys have moved around. Josh Beyer moves from... Nope, Josh is going to stay at second, isn't he? Chris Beyer comes in to play third. Nathan Meyer is going to pitch. And we got a new catcher because Chris Beyer comes in.
I'm in the catcher now.
Alex Wozmek, so younger brother of Jordan Wozmek, I'm sure. So the DH is done. The DH is done, but I don't know how Jonah Johnson got in there, but Jonah was able to come in just for a couple batters. He couldn't have batted anyway. It'll bring A.J. Hadley to the plate. Okay.
I think Chris Byers playing second base.
He is. Josh Byer moved over to third.
Okay,
yeah.
Josh
is at third then. And Alex Wozmik will go out, have a word with Nathan Meyer on the mound. A.J. Hadley at the plate. So Josh Byer at third, Jordan Byer at short, Chris Byer at second, Nathan Byer at first.
It's a Byer infield.
It's a Byer infield, that's right. Shane Rademacher in left, Austin Campson in center, and out right field, Blake Karsh. Wozmik behind the plate, Hadley squares to bunt, Mittendorf goes to second, as Regal was not going to throw through. Wozmik had a little trouble grabbing that ball.
So that's a winning run at second base now with one out. With Hadley up.
So stolen base for Mittendorf. And A.J. Hadley at the plate with one out and two on. This for the top seed in Region 15C. Hadley. Whoa! Delayed call there by the home plate umpire. He called it foul as Ethan Bolt looked like he was coming. And a foul ball, says the home plate umpire, and 0-2 to Hadley. That must have hit him in the batter's box.
Boy, if it didn't, that ball was only a foot in front of home plate. He could
exactly.
have picked it up and tagged Ethan coming in.
Pitch a little bit low in the count 1-2. So Nathan Meyer, Nathan's played third base all day. He's on in relief. He is the fifth pitcher for Regal.
Tough spot for Nathan Meyer.
Pitch is outside a ball and 2-2.
You know, I don't know if I'd give A.J. too much here in this situation. Why wouldn't you put that force back on?
Exactly. I agree. Myers pitch bouncing in the dirt. Alex Wozmik has to knock it down. And the count full at 3-2.
Don't want to give him a run on a wild pitch or a pass ball. Either tie this game up. So then you got one out with a runner at third base.
Three balls, two strikes. Runners at second and third. The pitch to Hadley. Tap foul, and the count stays full at 3-2. Austin Hadley on deck for Regal. Or for El Rosa, excuse me. Regal leads 6-5, bottom of the ninth. El Rosa threatening with one out. Runners at second and third. The pitch. Hadley. Drive to center field. Campson coming hard. Makes the catch for the out. Throw into the infield.
Perfect.
No tag. Wow. Two outs. A.J. Hadley, his bid. Comes up a little short. Campson makes a good catch out in center field.
A little deeper. We have a tie ball game, I think. Good throw by the center fielder, Austin Campson. So he's still loose from pitching yet.
Yeah, he started the inning, actually.
Yeah.
Faced the first man here in the ninth inning, and then Jonah Johnson. Jonah gives way to Nathan Meyer. Runners second and third, two outs. Austin Hadley takes the first pitch from Nathan Meyer. A ball 1-0.
I'd still do that right here, wouldn't you, with Austin Hadley? Wouldn't you put him on? The winning runs at second.
Here's the pitch. Inside a ball. 2-0. And Nathan Meyer doesn't look real loose either yet. He's been all over. Two balls, no strikes. Cody Eicher's on deck. Here's Hadley. Chops it high off the plate. Fire at third. Throws to first. Safe. Two runs and score. Apparently, Nathan Meyer never got to the bag on the high throw. The base umpire is saying set, and Mittendorf never stopped. El Rosa wins this one, 7-6.
Oh, my.
Controversy in Painesville. Apparently, Nathan Meyer, according to the base umpire, got pulled off first base on the throw by Josh Breyer, and El Rosa's going to win this one 7-6.
Wow.
Dramatic fashion here in the inning. We're waiting for the official scoring on that play, whether Austin Hadley gets a hit or it's a throwing error. I would imagine a throwing error, but we'll wait and see. For El Rosa in the ninth, two runs. On we're going to call it a hit. Two hits. There was no errors, and one man left on base. Your final today, El Rosa 7, Regal 6. El Rosa, the number one seed in this tournament.
We ended on a good one, Randy.
I think they'll be talking about this for years.
They pulled Nathan off the bag. We've seen that, but I thought he might have made the tag, but I guess he didn't.
If they're saying that he slid in, or did he run through it? I don't know. But apparently they're saying the throw pulled Nathan off the bag, and he was at first base already when he put the tag on him.
He slid underneath him, didn't he?
So that's the way this one ends.
Wow.
7-6, El Rosa, the champions of Region 15C. We're going to take a one-minute timeout.
Catch our breath,
get the oxygen tanks, and we'll be back in a minute here on KSM Albany.